from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
There you go. Little, blind melon?
Correct.
Well, James is saying the Phillies are struggling to hit the ball. Is that what it is here, James?
No, it's just a good song I wanted to play.
I thought he was saying your life is pretty strange.
Well, that's true.
Good. Yeah. I like that. Like,
well,
that.
Like, whose life isn't kind of strange? I mean,
plain. Okay, it's not strange.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, speaking of music, I need someone to weigh in if you were there two nights ago. And he's going to have another concert tonight. Bruce Springsteen, the boss, in town. And if you saw him on Wednesday night, what'd you make of it? So mid-70s now for the boss.
I'll be there tonight.
Oh, really?
Yes. The father-in-law, me, and the wife, we're going. So.
The wife, the father-in-law, and you.
And then the sister. So four.
Your wife's sister or the father-in-law's sister?
My wife's sister.
I noticed that you started with the father-in-law.
Yes.
Does that freak you out a little bit?
Yeah, but also...
Seltzer, isn't that a little weird? Instead of saying, like, my wife...
And her father,
her dad,
well, okay. Sister,
he's like the father-in-law. Yeah, something's
agreed.
Not right there.
But, it's because he bought the tickets. That's why. I'm giving him credit for going first.
The Bruce fan of
the crew. He's the Bruce fan.
Elliot, okay. No offense, you don't strike me as a big Bruce
fan. No, I'm not a big Bruce guy. Yeah. I know Born to Run or whatever. That one.
That's it.
I know that one. I know Born to Run.
Yeah.
All right, 215-592-9494. But if anyone has seen Bruce from earlier this week, let us know. Also, Lane Johnson, we've seen him for about a decade now with the Birds. He commented this week on his future, what he said, how long. His mindset, we'll get to that shortly. Phils lose last night. They dropped 2 of 3 of the Braves, 30-34 since that flight to London. And I got Elliot this morning telling me that they've lost the magic. I say they have lost the innocence. I view it a little different. Town looks at them differently. I don't think they've lost the magic yet because I think that will be defined totally by October. But obviously they're not playing good baseball right now. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. John in Allentown. What's up, John?
What's up? Elliot, I'm sorry, man. Sorry about you going to see Bruce. I saw him a couple years ago, man.
Yeah?
Somebody took me. All I
How
can tell
it?
You about boring.
Uh-oh.
Boring.
Are you not a Bruce, guy, I'm guessing?
I'm not a guy who could sit there and listen to a song for 10 minutes, man.
Yeah, not going to lie, me either. So,
You got to go four or five minutes.
Yeah, I'm a big believer concert should be like an hour. Just play the hits and get in, get out.
Yeah, there were several of them situations where I'm like, it's just 12 minutes now. We're in the same. Is this the same song? You're like,
all right, well, I'm excited for tonight. Thank you for the heads up.
I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. Guys, Dotson, I'm excited about that. Haven't been excited too much this year about the Eagles. You know, I want to see, you know, regular season football already, but Dotson, I've got to see him playing college a lot because I go to a lot of Penn State games. So, good hands, solid hands, good quickness inside and out. I think he'll be a great addition, man.
I sure hope so. Look, it should be pretty easy for him, John, from the standpoint of he's going to be out there with so much talent. It's ridiculous. So if he can't succeed to a decent extent with this group, then he's never going to succeed.
Agreed.
I also think, just quickly, they've done a good job evaluating receivers recently. Like, trading for A.J., we can look at it now and go, well, duh, it's A.J. Brown. But, I mean, that was a good evaluation on their part. Devontae was not a popular pick at the time at number 10. Like, he was viewed as too skinny. So, if like, Sirianni, Howie, and the scouting department think Dotson's a good trade for that third, I do think they get the benefit of the doubt on that position.
Well, I'm not giving Sirianni any credit. I do
obviously
agree with the rest of the statement.
Yeah.
All right, John, give me an answer here for what had a moment.
Can I just tell you about the Phillies real quick? Just
sure.
Real quick.
Yep.
I'm taking a weekend off because I need to get right because they're great, making me nuts. That's what I'm going to tell you about the Phillies. I'm just taking the whole weekend off, and hopefully they do something good this weekend.
I get it.
Hopefully they don't do that.
Yeah, I get it. All right, what had a moment, John?
Dude, MySpace had a moment.
Yes,
sure
it did.
Sure did, buddy.
Yes, yeah. It did. That's a really good answer.
I wonder what Tom's up to.
Who's Tom?
Tom was the guy who was everyone's friend on MySpace. No, he was like my first friend.
Wait, Joe, did you ever have MySpace?
Yeah, good question.
I just stalked people on MySpace.
But if you had MySpace, you had to know who Tom was.
Wait, you had a MySpace burner account?
So Tom was your only friend?
All right, hold on a second. Hold on a second. So, I mean, I think I stalked people on MySpace, but maybe I didn't. By the way, for all the people out there taking me seriously, it's not stalking, it's looking.
Okay. Yeah,
it's
okay. It's okay. So, we all do that. I mean, certainly our generation does.
Yeah.
Or did.
Still do.
Yeah, maybe. interesting. I don't remember the specifics. So you had to have an account in order to be able to see deep?
Well, I don't know how deep you were going.
I don't remember.
It was basically like Facebook before Facebook.
Yeah, but did you need to rank? I don't know. Maybe, I don't know.
Well, the craziest part is, remember, you had to rank your top six friends.
Oh, yeah. I think it was seven. Was it eight?
Okay.
I thought it was seven.
But that's I think
good.
It moved around.
I don't remember that. All right, let's get to Lane Johnson. He talked this week about his future. Very forthcoming answer from, you know, let's be real, not only someone who's going to be an Eagles Hall of Famer, he's got a shot to be an NFL Hall of Famer. He's had a magnificent career. Eagles still very lucky that he wasn't taken third in that draft when Deion Jordan went third. And, you know, it's one of the few things Chip did really well here, picking Lane Johnson with that first pick, the fourth overall pick in 2013. Magnificent career. How many more years? Well, time will tell, but Lane Johnson has some thoughts. Here's what he said this week.
And Howie draft offensive lineman high in anticipation of with Kelce and Jurgens, of course. They didn't take a tackle in this draft when there was a good class.
Yeah.
Did the team any kind of indication of how many years you want to still play? Do you have like a number in your head?
Yeah, I mean, like, I think physically I could play. I think I could do what Whitworth did and JP. I think I could play till 40, just with my movement. You ask coaches, ask players. I think physically I can do it. What weighs on my mind is just, you know, my kids are getting older. My dad's getting older. You know, had some health issues, so you know, I'm thinking, you know, two or three more years, realistically. But you know, we'll see. You know, it's hard to step away from something you love and something that you've done for so long. And I think, you know, for me, I grew up as an only child, so this is really like the only brothers that I've had, you know, being a part of a team. So, but yeah, those are things that weigh on my mind. But, you know, at least two or three more good years.
Fascinating answer. You know, talking about the father getting older and the kids getting older and, you know, obviously going different spots. You know, the kids moving toward, you know, whatever they would be. I guess, you know, teenagers at some point here. And the dad, obviously, on the more older. You know, the human dynamic for a player, you know, I think sometimes we don't think enough about. You know, I remember there was one year Doug Glanville struggled with the Phillies. His dad was sick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean,
yeah,
that's real stuff. You know, that affects everyone in society when it happens to you, whether you work, you know, at the post office, you're a teacher, you're, you know, you work in investments, or you're a football player.
Yeah, on a lesser scale, I think with rookies, it's really hard, too. You know, just the lifestyle of going
totally
to a different city. But with Lane, you know, I thought what was interesting about how he talked about it was you can tell he truly is still just playing because he loves it. Talking about, you know, how his brothers are the ones in the locker room because he was an only child.
I mean, that's key.
He is financially set for life. He is an Eagles Hall of Famer, you know, to your point, maybe an NFL Hall of Famer. So he's still compensated well, but what I get from listening to that is he's still playing because he really just wants to do it.
You know, the NFL Hall of Famer thing is going to be interesting because a couple years ago he came out and said he doesn't think he should make it. And this is before he put a few more years of excellence out there, but he said because of the PED thing.
Yeah. And that's a thing, you know?
But, you know, maybe it'll be so early in his career that...
No, you're right. It's almost forgotten about. I mean,
it
we
really
we
is.
Never bring it up unless we talk about the Hall of Fame. That's the only time
really
it comes up.
We don't, and he's still, what, one strike away from being out for a year?
Yeah, I mean, 2 years, I think, isn't it?
That's suspension that, like, sunk that season. Remember, killed, they were 3-1, I think.
3-0.
3-0,
they had just beaten Pittsburgh 35-3.
Yep, then they lost Lane and went, I don't know, 2-8.
That was a disaster.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.